With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem is outlining her plan to spend nearly $224 million in one-time revenue the state has this year. She wants the state to use it to pay off decades-old debt, to update state infrastructure, and to help communities as they struggle against the pandemic. SDPB's Lee Sturbinger has more.
Much of the one-time money is due to an increase in wind farm development this year, as well as a strong quarter from the Wharf gold mine in Lead. The state also has an additional $104 million from federal coronavirus relief funds and other federal dollars. The largest investment Noem wants the state to make is for a $100 million broadband internet expansion program across the state. She compares internet access to postal communication in the early days of the country.
We must create an environment where people aren't forced to choose between the modern economy on one hand and life in their hometown on the other. We must make sure that our people can harness the latest technology to take advantage of what has become the modern equivalent of a post road.
Noem wants to use nearly $22 million to pay off technical college bonds and another $12 million to build a bigger livestock complex at the state fairgrounds in Huron to replace the beef complex that burned down earlier this year. Noem also wants to give the big three, education, healthcare providers, and state employees, a 2.4% salary increase.
To be clear, this is above the statutorily required 1.5%. This investment will help ensure that local school districts have the resources that are necessary to educate our children and our grandchildren.
Democrats say that increase is not enough. Sioux Falls State Senator Reynold Nessebe says the state budget is a moral document and should be centered on helping people. He says the increase should be 3%.
They've been facing a pandemic. If anybody has earned this, it's our teachers and our community support providers providing care to people. And so we think that 3% across the board is the place to start on that.
Lawmakers will have a significant say on how the money gets spent. They gavel in on January 12th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Governor Noem says marijuana legalization will cost the state $4.2 million up front. During her annual budget address, she called the vote to approve recreational and medical marijuana and place it into the state constitution, quote, disappointing. Noem says there are significant costs associated with both recreational and medical marijuana.
And I want to be very clear. We will not see any revenue from marijuana until at least April of 2022, though it could be even longer than that.
That's the deadline for the Department of Revenue to establish rules for taxable sales of marijuana. According to estimates by the Legislative Research Council, a 15% tax on marijuana sales will generate nearly $30 million in revenue by fiscal year 2024. That revenue goes to offset costs to the state. The ballot question, approved by 54% of South Dakota voters in November, is currently being challenged in court on constitutional grounds. State employees can expect new health insurance options in the next enrollment period. Governor Kristi Noem mentioned the adjustments during her budget address for fiscal year 2022. Employees will choose from four plans instead of two. Each new plan is named after one of the presidents featured on Mount Rushmore. The Washington plan has the highest deductible at $5,500 for a single employee and $11,000 for family coverage. It's the only option that remains premium-free for employees. The other options include high and low deductibles with varying levels of monthly premiums. Noem says these changes keep the state health plan sustainable while also being competitive with other area employers.
This plan will also create $12 million in health care savings. We will reinvest those funds directly into employee pay, especially for positions where the state's base pay hasn't offered competitive wages.
A topic brief on the Bureau for Finance and Management website says the savings could also supplement dental insurance and add eye exams to all state health plans. The state health plan covers 27,000 employees and their families.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.